And we're back for another week Overdrive Reality.
We're not in the party pit.
No, we're not.
I can't.
Yeah, you can.
We're just back in a regular room now. Child size bedroom.
Matt, Mike, and Adam, we are back. It is Overdrive Reality. We're glad to have you. Thanks for watching again. And what's going on, guys? What is up?
I got my seat back.
Yes, you do. You have your seat back. Andy's not here. Andy's not here, so you can have your seat.
It's my seat.
Back in the center.
Yeah.
You are back in the center. Congratulations. Welcome back.
Ho, ho, ho.
So, did you guys see, you know, I was playing with my Apple phone. I was actually about to go to T-Mobile and think about upgrading. And today, boom, they dropped a bombshell. iPhone 5, iPhone SE.
SE. Yeah, I watched the keynote or the address on it earlier, the live stream on Apple.com. The only first thing I thought is that I like that phone a lot. I'm going to buy it.
That's the first thing you thought.
Yeah, because it's a 4-inch screen, which I like the smaller phone.
He likes the 4-inchers.
Yeah, I don't like those giant things. That kind of stuff hurts,
He can only handle the 4-inchers.
Those bigger phones like that, they hurt. You know, you're sitting there laying in your bed, it falls, hits you in the face. So I like it. It has pretty much the same specs as the iPhone 6S Plus as far as, like, processors. It's an A9 processor chip. The CPU is very similar. But it's like half the cost. So you can buy the 64 gigabyte.
For $500.
Yeah. You know what the 64 gigabyte cost for the 6 Plus or 6S Plus?
Probably like $700.
No, $1,000.
No.
I bought one for Brittany, dude. It came to like $970. So it's almost like half the cost of that.
I hope she freaking blew you for like 3 hours after that.
She bought me a MacBook Pro.
So okay. Well, then,
yeah, there you go. It kind of balanced out of there.
All right.
But a lot of people, I've seen parodies all day, like talking about, oh, the screen is so small. Oh, like, who wants to play on a 4.4 inch screen? Like, does the screen really matter now these days since everyone's coming out with the bigger phones?
To me, because I have huge hands. I have like the freaking biggest man hands of all time. Like, I mean, like my hands are huge compared to Adam's. I have the Galaxy Note 5, and I've been using Notes since the 2. So I've had the Note 2, 3, 4, and the 5. And whenever I have, like, especially your, like, my dad has, like, the Note, what do you have, the iPhone 4?
I got 5. I got the iPhone 5. You have the iPhone 5. I've had it for, like, 3 years already.
My dad has the iPhone 4. When I have your phone or my dad's phone in my hand, it feels like a toy. It doesn't even feel like a phone. It's so small. And I fat finger everything. And he has big, fat ass hands, too. And he triple fat fingers every time. Like,
it's like space bar send and Q at the same time.
He's trying to push send on emails and stuff, and he fat fingers it, and then he gets mad at me because I'm fat fingering it too, and I'm like, you're doing the same thing I'm doing, so why am I at fault here? It's too small for me. I can't handle it.
The other thing Apple introduced, they have this robot, it's called Liam, and it's for recycling phones. So you can, all your old iPhones, you can drop it off at an Apple store or get a prepackaged envelope, and it takes the phone apart and breaks it down piece by piece, like screw by screw.
So is he Wally? It's Wally.
It's called Liam.
It's Wally. Wally, but for phones.
Yeah, it's called Liam, and it like takes it all apart and separates it, and then they recycle it because that's the big thing now. Is like for them to be like a completely green company. So,
yeah, but why am I going to recycle my phone when I get taken get money for it?
Do you get to watch it happen?
Well, they showed a demonstration how it comes. It's like this little robot. I'm like, unscrewing, taking everything apart.
That'd be cool to watch. I wouldn't want to
here you go. Drop your phone and watch it get disassembled.
Hell yeah. I'd watch that.
That'd be kind of cool.
But
I guess right at the top of the event, he did say about how the government shouldn't be intruding on people and that whole, like, he didn't really call out the FBI, but basically Tim Cook said, like, yeah, we stand behind a privacy because your phone is basically a part of you now.
Right,
like,
it is.
It's privacy. It's like your own home. That's like giving the FBI a spare key to your house.
More or less. I mean, you got your bank statements. You got your credit. Like you don't even need like credit cards or anything anymore. You just wave your phone.
Apple Pay.
Yeah, and that comes on the new little phone as well now.
But the thing is, do you think a lot of people are going to buy this new Apple iPhone?
I don't think so, but they said 30 million like 4-inch phones were sold last year.
I can believe it.
So
I can still believe it.
Yeah, they say the smaller phones for like your first time Apple users. Like my mom, she was her first time buying her first iPhone last year, and she got a 5S, even though they already had the 6 Plus and 6 and the 6 and 6 Plus, but she wanted a slightly smaller phone and a little bit cheaper price point. I mean, for people that want a smartphone that aren't all into like
technology like we are.
Yeah, like something like super customizable or like a giant screen. They just want a smartphone where they can get on the internet, check their email, use it a map here and there, like it's a perfect phone.
But then again, you've also never had a large phone. Like the biggest phone you had was what, like your Sidekick?
No, I had a Galaxy Galaxy S, dude. The first one. Yeah.
That was a bigger phone at the time.
It was bigger than the iPhone.
Once I switched over to bigger phones, like once I started getting into the Galaxies and stuff, I couldn't go back. Like when I have those small phones, like it doesn't even feel like it's hard. It's like once you go black, you can't go back.
Like I would say the only reason I buy a bigger
phone.
You
heard it here first.
If the only reason I want a bigger phone I would say to watch movies on, but
right.
I don't really watch movies. And if I watch a couple YouTube videos on my phone, I'm watching a YouTube video. If I'm gonna watch something a little bit longer, I'll watch it on my iPad at home.
The cool thing,
we're drinking Pepsi. Whose idea was to get Pepsi? I'm so carbonated.
My belly hurts still because I'm cool, sitting down.
The cool thing about that new Apple iPhone is it shoots 4K video.
Yeah, oh yeah, that as well.
So I mean, I think that's really cool because the next one I want to get, I want it to shoot 4K.
I've had 4K since last August.
Well, congratulations to you.
I have the Note 5.
I mean, it'd be cool for 4K, but I don't know if I'd use it all the time because 4K takes up so much data. Like you have to make a 2-minute video and oh, your memory's full.
That's true.
You should just get rid of these $900 Canon cameras that we have and just start shooting on my phone because we got 4K. Because technically,
my
cameras got better resolution than our expensive ass fucking cameras.
But all right, so there goes the other thing. It's all about the glass, though.
Yeah,
the way
it is all about the glass.
The light. So like, we got a kit lens and a cinema lens, and you could probably tell the difference. Not really, but if you compare them side by side and kind of look at it, you're like, holy shit!
Right.
I mean,
not like a cell phone, dude. That little tiny piece of glass, dude. It's
not a lot of people are watching 4K yet anyways. A lot of people don't even have those new 4K TVs yet. Like Sony the other day, they announced that, hey, we're going to take the PS4 now and we're coming out with the Sony 4K. They're called Sony PlayStation 4K. It's going to be the Sony PlayStation 4.5. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking this thing's going to be like $700. They haven't announced the price point yet. But it's not making me want to go out, trade my old PlayStation, which GameStop's going to say, the best I can do is $50. And they're going to give me $50 for my PlayStation. I have to pay $650 for a brand new PlayStation 4K. And it says, oh, all your old games will be upgraded to 4K resolution. It's not true 4K because the games already came out on 1080. I think that's going to totally flop on PlayStation, that whole thing.
I mean, I don't know, because for me, as far as the resolution of video games are now, like at 1080p, like compared to like let's say PlayStation 3, like where only, you know, there's only 10 games out there that come in that are
true 1080.
True 1080 through the PlayStation 3. It's a big difference between the 720 and the 1080, but once you're coming up to 4K, it's almost like, now it's just like too much. Because 1080 is already, between 720 and 1080 is a big jump.
Oh, a big difference.
I mean, you can tell a difference between 1080 and 4K, but it's like, it's almost like.
I think a couple years down the road, once more people start getting into it and developing cameras and technology, then like you'll look back at 1080 and be like, wow. It's kind of like looking back at like 480 standard TV.
We're going to have to start
getting. Or back to even retro video games when it was like 360p.
We're going to have to start getting robot eyes and like.
Yeah.
Like we can't even process information. Like we can't even process how crisp that information is in our brains. Like our eyes are not good enough to see that.
That's why you got to go to the eye doctor every 6 months.
Yep, go to the eye doctor every 6 months and just stick to playing your old school video games there so your eyes can comprehend what's going on the screen.
Yeah, I like that 32-bit. That's all I care about.
Well, speaking of like old school video games, 32-bit, we've already talked about it.
Midwest Gaming Classic.
That's coming up.
U.S. Gaming Classic.
Midwest Gaming. Yeah, not U.S. The Midwest Gaming.
But it is in the U.S.
U.S. So, we are in the U.S.
We are on planet Earth. We are on planet Earth still.
Earth Gaming Classic.
The three of us are going to be there. I like that. I like that a lot. The three of us are going to be there. Represent an Overdrive Reality. You can check out the promo video of the cool things we're going to have.
Come say hi.
Yeah, come say hello. We're going to have tournaments. I can I'll announce the tournaments here. We're going to do Mortal Kombat 2 and Super Mario Kart.
We're having Mortal Kombat 2 on Genesis.
And Super Mario Kart on, obviously, Super Nintendo. So you can come check that out. We're going to have a mobile charging station. We can come charge your phones, lounge around on our couch, and beanbag chairs and whatever. Hang out.
We're going to have couches.
We're going to do a live stream.
A couple live streams. Some interviews. We're going to be walking around. And we're going to have some exclusive contest on our Facebook page that's not just for the people at the Midwest Gaming Classic. Anyone that likes
that
our Facebook
weekend,
page.
That weekend. We got a contest going on.
Yeah, a couple contests going on. So you have to check it out and see. And I do want to thank the Brookfield Inn & Suites, soon to be the Embassy Suites. They took care of Overdrive Reality, their official partner for that weekend, and we thank them very much for all their support.
So we don't have to sleep in our cars. Yeah, because we're poor.
We're not poor. We just.
I don't know about you, but $8 in a bank account, that sounds kind of poor.
The struggle is real. That's what happens when you buy way too expensive cars for your means.
Yeah.
Next time, buddy. Next time.
Just keep it in your garage so they can't repo it.
Hey, I paid my car note. I don't have anything left, but shit, it's my car note's paid.
That's it. No gas. The car looks great in front of the house.
Yeah. I don't got to take it nowhere. It looks good. It looks good sitting still, man.
Well,
it looks fast even when it's not moving. Fast as fuck.
Well, on that note, we're going to wrap it up for this week. This is MT Matt, Mike, and Adam, and we'll see. Yeah,
you're always like question mark. Like, is that guy sitting across me? Is he Adam? Like, I'm not sure.
This guy's Drake Bell over here with his long hair.
I know.
Now.
I want to go through and watch all the episodes. I don't think I've got my hair cut in about a year now.
No, probably not. On that note, we'll see you guys next week with Overdrive Reality. Stick around for everything you need to know, news, video games, and more with Overdrive Reality.